views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Cornelia Stephanie radio show, Living Heaven on Earth. Today's show is about school shootings and how you can be part of the solution now. This show is dedicated to the brave and courageous students at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, who recently experienced intolerable violence where 17 people, classmates, and teachers were killed by a 19-year-old. Today's topic is about a subject that's very near and dear to my heart, and that's violence. It was 2014 when I wrote a book about what is the cause for war and violence and how we can stop it. I created an Indiegogo campaign to get the public to help me with my cause, and I was using powerful actions and emotions to stand up and be the voice for the children. I had to process my own anger around not getting the support that I enlisted. And my main support was for my friends and people who supported me and stood by me. I've been subject to immense violence in my life, all throughout my life, until the last past, I want to say, 5 years. Where I really started practicing and come to a place of deep inner peace. And the show today is also to show that that is possible, that peace is possible, and it begins on the inside. Today's show is scripted because I have to share what I have to share with you. I have a lot to share with you. It's kind of like a workshop that I've put together in 1 hour. Because I want to give you the best. I want to give the listeners on the radio, this is going to be great for you because as you're listening and you don't have the visuals, this will be an awesome 1 hour of jam-packed information and stories to assist us in exposing another way of healing our humanity. And the listeners that are with me live on Facebook, thank you for holding this space for me while I deliver some practical solutions that are not involving guns or gun control and that will bring light of another way that we can heal the wounds of our humanity. So thank you so much for tuning in today on Facebook Live and for listening. Back to the students. I want to go back to the students and back to the teachers. While these children should be taking this time to grieve right now, they can't because they're sick and tired of waiting for change and nothing is happening. It's kind of like how I was feeling too in 2014 when I wrote my book, Peace, The Flip Side to Anger, how I used my emotions to heal my life and my body and how you can too. And this book is loaded full of practices on how to get to the root core of our emotional wounds, how to release fear, and how to emotionally process some of the pain from our past, and also get to the root of our anger. It's also got an anger management processing technique in here, and a 21-day peace practice, which of course I'm going to make available for everybody that's listening here at any point in time. You can also get my book on Amazon.com, and it's called Peace, the Flip Side to Anger. Back to the children. They can't stand any longer. They can't stand by and watch any longer without anything happening. According to Everytown Research, there has been 290 school shootings in America since 2013. And the children of today, they demand no more lives to be lost on their watch. They have boldly united to speak their voice, organizing and taking action. They are fearless, and they have said enough to being victims. They will not settle for less. These brave students have organized a march called March for Our Lives. They are marching in Washington, and because of their voice, the students across the United States are springing into action. On March 24th, people will be marching for their lives everywhere in the United States. And if you in your town and your community want to get involved, go to the March for Our Lives website where you can find out more information, marchforourlives.com. And in support for the March for Our Lives, I will be addressing the one issue today that has not yet been discussed. People act on their emotions. We talk a lot about mental health issues, and we fail to recognize that our emotional health plays a dominant role. Later in the show, I will give examples of what that looks like when someone takes actions on their emotions in a negative way. Like I said, the children, they should be grieving right now, processing the emotional loss of what took place, being witnessed in their own pain right now. It feels like these children have to fight to be the parents, to put their emotional processing aside because there is a war going on. And yes, while this type of action is assisting them with their process of grief, their own personal feelings will also need to be dealt with. And I want to offer space, presence, and awareness to that. The other thing I want to demonstrate is that they are using a positive way to act on their emotions, much like I did when I wrote my book. Because a lot of times when we feel so overwhelmed that there's something going on out there and that we can't do anything about it, and then we become passive aggressive and we become victims of our circumstance. And the truth is that we're not victims, and we can do something about it in a positive way. Even though these kids feel their pain and they feel hurt, they're using their wisdom, not weapons, to demand change. They're using the power of their voice, the voice of the heroic mother and father in each of them. While I deeply support their efforts, I want to point out how important emotional processing is in grieving the pain and the loss. I'm deeply sorry for all of the families and the friends and the teachers and the communities that are now in this deep grief, having lost their loved ones and having had their loved ones killed because of another violent act in 2018, right here in our country. A little backstory about me. I've overcome a lot of violence in my life and have firsthand experience of so many different facets of violence. I've used my own traumatic experiences that I've been conditioned to in my family upbringing, and also experiences that I've had in my adult life, to transcend the violence in my life and in my communities. I use my life experience to help others transform their pain into liberation. And as a professional today, I'm a radio host here on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, and you can call us here at 1-800-930-2819. This show is called Living Heaven on Earth, and there is no war in heaven. I self-published a book called Peace, the Flip Side to Anger, How I Used My Emotions to Heal My Life, My Body, and How You Can Too. I'm a public speaker and empowerment coach. I'm the founder of Empower Network, a new generation of women and men who are leading in their self-actualization. I help people become emotionally healthy so that they can release outdated beliefs and patterns and habits that keep them stuck. My specialty is emotional processing, healing the core wounds of our personal pain so that we can come home to self-actualization. Educating others and creating awareness that we all have the power within us to use our bodies as a tool to release anger, illness, suppression, and suppressed emotion. We're not victims any longer. We have the power within us to release and heal from the wounds of our past and release ourselves from the inner prison being mirrored to us by the outside world. In 2014, I wrote my book and I organized an Indiegogo campaign where I engaged the public to support me in my cause to get emotional processing into the school systems, into the doctor's office, into the churches, teaching peoples how to feel the anger and the deep grief that our collective evolution is calling on us to feel. I wrote my book to be a voice for the children. I wrote it for them, and my book is loaded with tools and processes on how to release fear and how to practice peace. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, the school shootings, and how you can be part of the solution. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's mmjp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com. What would you do if an angel came into your car and spoke to you while driving on the freeway? Tom Lombroso is a city planner, artist, photographer, and author. This happened to him. Join Tom every first Friday of the month at noon Pacific time on the Cornelia Stephanie Transformational Radio Show. Tom will be sharing his spiritual experiences, Find out more about Tom at www.whenangelstouch.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Any information that I share with you here today, you can contact me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. You can contact Transformation Talk Radio at 1-800-930-2819. And part of my free giveaway today is my 21-day peace practice, which you can get at emailing me at radio@corneliastephanie.com, or my anger management technique, which you can also get at radio@corneliastephanie.com. And today we're talking about the school shootings and how you can be part of the solution now. Because the children, the students have spoken. Not one more life lost, not one more. The voice of one have spoken for all. People act on their negative emotions, and that is what would cause someone to pick up a gun, to bully another, to pick a fight, to verbally abuse someone. It's the negative emotion of anger that's being used along with a weapon. I'm going to be giving examples later on in the show of what that looks like. And in addition, I am donating a 6-month, 30-minute spot to the students of Marjorie Douglas High School so that they can have a platform and bring their voice as an example for other schools around the world. This will be their choice. At the end of the show, I will be showing you how you can donate and how you can support these brave future leaders of our world. So when is March for Our Lives? March for Our Lives is taking place on March 24th, 2018. Go to www.marchforourlives.com. The website has not yet listed a time when that is, but it's full of information about how you can send money, how you can send support, how you can start a march in your own community. So what is it that keeps you up at night? This is going to be a question that is going to be asked a lot, because really, when I ask people questions, what is it that keeps you up at night? It's the violence. People feel uneasy in the world because they're afraid. They don't know when the next violent act is going to take place and when the next shooter is going to come forth and when the next trigger-happy person is going to pull the bullet and project it outside of themselves rather than knowing how to deal with what that inner cause was for that person in the first place. So what makes someone pick up a gun, a knife, or use any other object, whether it's their voice, verbal abuse, or hurt someone? Gun control is a big subject right now. I recently saw a quote by Morgan Freeman, and he says, "In Africa, some idiot shoots a lion, and it's the shooter's fault. And in America, one person shoots another, and it's the gun's fault." I'm going to be putting a link for an article. I wanted to read it for you here today, but it's just not going to be enough time for me to be able to cover everything that I want to cover. But it was a brilliant article about Brené Brown. She wrote an article from her book, adapted from Braving the Wilderness. And it's a 10-minute read that talks about how she grew up with having a gun and being able to use a gun for hunting purposes, and how what that really did for her, and how she is pointing out that there's also emotional components. She calls bullshit to quite a few things that are not really being addressed. So this is a powerful article, and we'll place the link of the article in our YouTube video today so that you can read it. And if you can't get it there, then feel free to email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. So back to what makes people pick up a gun. What makes someone pick up a gun? And if guns were not available, and if someone wanted to hurt someone, kill more than one person, what would they do? They would make a bomb, or they would use a bomb. Because they are so driven by the power of their emotion, which is causing them to take actions in a negative way, because they have not yet learned how to process what they are feeling. They're acting out on their pain, as does everyone when they emotionally react to an event that triggers and angers them. If all people took responsibility for their own anger, their thoughts, their actions, and their feelings, we would have peace, world peace, instantly today, if all people knew how to do this one thing, and that's emotionally process that when that trigger happens and you, that inner bullet goes off, and you want to get that anger out of your body, instead of using the fist, instead of using the voice, instead of using a weapon to harm someone, just to really get the anger out of your body first, and then really sit down and process what this is about for you, what you're releasing, what it is that you're letting go of. I'm going to read a little bit out of my book, Anger and Violence. Okay, bear with me. Take a look at all the anger that's being expressed right now in the world, in your household, in your relationships, your work environment, around the world. So many people are feeling angry inside their bodies about the world that we live in. People point their fingers, take on the victim role, and do not accept responsibility for their own parts. Deeply rooted, unacknowledged anger is the number one cause for the war. The violence that's happening could end if people knew how to release their suppressed underlying emotions. The violence could end if people stopped blaming or projecting onto other people and situations. Violence doesn't happen by itself. Violence happens by one person, like a gunman walking into a church or any other building, killing innocent people out of rage. And that rage is emotion. That rage is anger. That rage is fueled. It's a powerful force. Who knows how long that energy has been held within the body? The solution is simple. It comes down to education, creating awareness about the energy within our bodies that needs to move. The solution lies in educating how to move that energy in a conscious way, in a responsible way. So we need to educate the children in the schools to learn emotional processing so that we can stop bullying, so that we can stop passive aggressive behavior. We need to educate the parents of the children who are the ones responsible for making sure that the children have a safe space to express their emotions without being punished for it. The families that have had great open communication, that have great relationships with their children, are already living the new models of respect and honor for all life. It is the broken homes, the parents that have had a hard time because of their own dysfunction isn't healed. It's not processed, and now is calling for unification and peace inside. Children learn what they live from an early age, from early on, when they are open and vulnerable to their environments between the ages of 0 and 7. And if they have been around abuse, trauma, or pain during that time, that wound is now crying out for love and healing. And I'm also speaking to you parents that also have that wound inside of yourself that has not been healed. Because I'm not just talking to the children. I'm talking to the parents that have an inner child that has never processed your own grief. And you know what I'm talking about. If you've had an alcoholic parent, if you've been sexually abused, if there's been any type of abuse or trauma in your ancestral lineage, that is now calling for healing. And the kids, they're so smart. You saw, or I would like to put a link of the video. I couldn't play the video because I wasn't able to play the video of these amazing children talking about what they're taking a stand in. They're just so brilliant at being able to speak their voice and stand up and say no more. And they're saying that to their parents too, the ones that are hurting, because they're calling out for change. They're calling out for, it's a cry out for help. And so I wonder, when someone picks up a gun and goes in and innocently shoots people, they just have no way out. I want to just quickly read one more piece before we go back to break. Albert Einstein said, "We can't solve the same problem from the same consciousness that created it. If you keep the madness going on by projecting the anger out, the same way that we've always done, by using weapons to fight war, not wisdom and love, then don't be surprised when you keep getting the same results." And so since 2013, we've had so many more shootings and we still have the same results. And it's going to take these children of today to actually stand up and go march for their lives when they should be at home learning, playing, creating, and grieving the loss, this devastating loss that they've had to experience at such an early age. Let's solve this. Let's solve this dilemma, this huge part that we're all in right now, with addressing it with a new consciousness. And with that is with wisdom and with understanding and with love. And by above all, emotional processing is the key to liberation. I'm making my 21-day peace practice, my emotional processing technique, my anger management technique, my self-love series to anyone available today that wants it at radio@corneliastephanie.com. radio@corneliastephanie.com. Email me and I will send it to you all for free. The 21-day peace practice is an opportunity for you to go through each and every single day and watch and see if you're being triggered by events from the outside world, because that's going to give you the opportunity to release some of that suppression, to release some of that anger, to release some of that emotion. And learn about Emotions 101. What is emotion? A lot of people don't know that. It should be taught in the school systems. It should be at the doctor's office. It should be in the churches. Every counselor should have this information so that people can have a tool, their birthright. Emotions, we all have them. And so we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth, School Shootings, and How You Can Be a Part of Them. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to FullSpectrumFinance.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
What would you do if an angel came into your car and spoke to you while driving on the freeway? Tom Lombroso is a city planner, artist, photographer, and author. This happened to him. Join Tom every first Friday of the month at noon Pacific time on the Cornelia Stephanie Transformational Radio Show. Tom will be sharing his spiritual experiences. Find out more about Tom at www.whenangelstouch.com. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. You're listening live here, Living Heaven on Earth. In today's show, we're talking about the school shootings and how you can be part of the solution now. Not one more child, not one more life. These are the words that defined a new movement. So what makes someone want to hurt someone? What makes someone pick up a gun? I want to read something out of my book. When is it going to stop? The role models and domestic violence. I clearly see that educating people about their anger will produce amazing results. Think about the many places where violence is expressed in the workplace, at home, in relationships. Now think about creating an awareness that shows people how to work with violence, how to work with anger. Domestic violence and expressions of anger, which are highlighted in the news constantly, are good examples. Take a look at the NFL. I would love to get my foot in the door to coach and educate these role models on what to do with their anger. Our youth looks up to them. It's a privilege to play professional sports, and with that comes a great responsibility to model integrity. There's a lot of focus on domestic violence. This is not acceptable behavior anymore, and the children are demanding change. So what makes someone pick up a gun? What makes someone want to hurt someone? Any form of domestic violence is someone acting on their unresolved, unhealed negative emotions, and they're acting on the rage, the anger that they feel inside to express because the energy needs to move out of their body. Any forms of violence is not tolerable. Any forms. So what are some of the examples of people acting on negative emotions? When I wrote my book in 2014, Ray Rice, he was charged with, he was a football player for NFL. That's all I know. I don't really know what his position was, but he was a football player, Ray Rice, and he was charged with simple assault for attempting to cause bodily injury to his then fiance, specifically by striking her with his hand, rendering her unconscious, and then dragging her in an elevator. Another NFL player, Ray Carruth, apologizes for plotting his girlfriend's murder. This apology, this public apology, just recently came on February 19th, 2018. Carruth was found guilty of hiring a hitman to kill his pregnant girlfriend, Sharika Adams, in November of 1999. Adams succumbed to her injuries a month later, but the doctors performed an emergency C-section to save the child. And now Carruth, who is set to be released from prison in October, has issued a 15-page letter asking for forgiveness and custody of his son. So any form of bullying is an aggressive emotional behavior that the person is taking action on, causing verbal abuse, physical abuse, projecting this anger and pain onto another person. Any form of suicide is someone taking a violent act on themselves when they see no way out. I personally was a suicidal soul myself, and I was very close to committing suicide. I mean, it was 11:59 for me when I was ready to act, take action on that emotion. Having so much pain, having had so much pain in my life, and what I've overcome, in addition to being an empath, feeling the emotions of others around me, it's a miracle that I'm alive today. You can overcome suicide, and you can overcome anger management, and you can overcome the pain from your past. We can all overcome because we're human, and we are so capable of so much amazing juiciness, so much amazing love, so much amazing, so many amazing things. And that time for us is to do that. It's past. It's now. It's calling us. Once you get to the core root of what self-hate and rejection of not good enough is really about, the healing can really begin. Love needs to be injected into the root instead of fear, instead of pain, instead of anger or medication, which in most cases is just a band-aid numbing up the core issue, and one day it's going to make itself known. What would make someone pick up a gun? If there would be no guns, like I said earlier, they would make a bomb, because there's emotional suppressed issues that have never been addressed, because our system hasn't offered it, because the education hasn't taken place. We haven't educated our children, our humanity, on this way of feeling the deep grief, the deep pain, without numbing it up, and teaching people on what to do with that powerful emotion, with that powerful anger. Because anger is also a very creative tool and can be used for liberation. We are a collective in deep pain, and feeling the grief and the pain and the suffering is coming to the surface for healing, not to do harm. We need to educate and create awareness, and emotional processing is a key to our liberation. And so we need to teach each family how to emotionally process. We need to teach the people in the churches how to emotionally process. We need to teach the people in the school systems on how to emotionally process. We need to teach the people around the world on how to emotionally, how to process their feelings, how to process their emotion, holding space for each other in a loving way so that we can love our wounds free. When I was in second grade, I walked into my mother's bedroom. She had a sheet over her head. She looked like a corpse. I thought she was dead. I didn't know if she was alive. I tiptoed over to pull the sheet down. I didn't recognize the woman that was underneath the sheet because she was beaten so bad the night before. She was taken to the woods, tied up to a tree, and was beaten beyond recognition. I swore then that I would never let a man lay a hand on me, and I will never allow myself to be beaten by a man. I never thought women could be violent also. When I came here to this country from Germany, I grew up in Germany in an interracial household in Germany when my mother finally met a man that did not abuse her when I was about 12 years old. She decided to marry him, and we came to the United States in 1978. And when I began dating here in the States, I was also in an interracial relationship with a man who previously had an African-American girlfriend. And when she found out that I was dating her ex, her and all of her sisters stalked me. They captured me and they tied me up to a chair while they took their turns to beat me for going out with one of their men. They made my girlfriend sit there and watch what will happen to her if she decided to go out with one of their men. I ended up in the emergency room. And so you see, it's not just the men that act on their emotion. It's the women too, because we all have emotion. And so maybe these women were so angry at all the racial violence that has happened to the African-American culture. And I'm a white girl. And so now they were taking it out on me, right? Emotional processing needs to be taught in the school, it needs to be first place. Emotional processing needs to be lived and experienced in every household. It needs to be the place when we know someone is deeply upset, when they find themselves in a mental health office, what happens instead them being given a prescription is that someone is actually listening to what their pain is about. And instead of writing them a prescription, we get to the root core of what is the sadness, what is the anxiety, what is the pain, what is the sleepless night, what are the fears, and what are the worries that brings you to this office today. We must learn to be masters of our emotions, using the power of our emotions as a guide to liberate us into empowerment. I'm sharing with you practices here today that can deliver you to your well-being and health as you claim your power in all areas of your life. Anybody can do this. Learning a practical approach to self-healing. Our bodies are capable of self-regenerating, of self-healing. We can use our body as a tool to release anger, to release illness, to release suppression, and to release emotion. Release feelings of powerlessness. Victimhood lies at the root of our old limitations and that do not resonate truly for us any longer. Emotion and anger is our key for personal liberation and for collective and spiritual liberation as well. And so we're getting ready to take a break. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I want to give a shout out to the sponsors of the Cornelia Stephanie Show. And if you would like to become a sponsor, please email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. And I will send you more information. Sponsors of the Cornelia Stephanie Show: Dieter Ernst from Switzerland. We have Tom Lombroso. He is featured here on the first Friday of every single month. You can check him out next week, Friday noon, at whenangelstouch.com. Also Facebook at whenangelstouch.com. Charlene Hess, she helps people discover their calling and move into their purpose. And Charlene is on the Living Heaven on Earth show every third Friday of every single month. And she teaches us on how to really connect to ourselves. And you can reach Charlene at charlenehess.com. And of course, you can go to my website, corneliastephanie.com, and I have all kinds of amazing free tools. If you look all the way down, there's a little box and it says, are you new to Cornelia's work? Emotional processing. There's an emotional processing technique, anger management technique, articles on emotions 101. There's so much information there. Or you can email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com and I will send you all kinds of free stuff to get you emotionally liberated so that you can create the magic and peace in your life that you so desperately want to see in the world and what's actually keeping you up at night. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back for the last segment. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in.
Tune in to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What would you do if an angel came into your car and spoke to you while driving on the freeway? Tom Lombroso is a city planner, artist, photographer, and author. This happened to him. Join Tom every first Friday of the month at noon Pacific time on the Cornelia Stephanie Transformational Radio Show. Tom will be sharing his spiritual experiences. Find out more about Tom at www.whenangelstouch.com.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. We're talking today about the school shootings and how you can be part of the solution. Go to marchforourlives.com. And you're going to see the March for Our Lives website, and you can look there of what you can do to get involved on how to start a march in your own community, on how to donate money, on how, and just be a part of this amazing movement that has taken place. Not one more child, not one more life. These are the words that defined this new movement. And so please support these children as they take a powerful stand and are so courageous and so fearless. And that's why I wanted to dedicate and donate this show to them and also invite them to have a spot on the Cornelia Stephanie Show for the next 6 months with me, where I will host you. Please go to corneliastephanie.com and look under radio media or media radio. And there you're going to see a widget. And this widget is going to go on the March for Your Lives website. You'll be able to put this on your website if you say yes to this collaboration with me. And you'll be able to put this widget on your website, and we'll be able to keep track of your journey over the next 6 months. And this is my donation, and I'm inviting the students of your school to give you a platform for the next 6 months as you ignite huge, powerful changes with your voice and the No More movement. This will also offer you an internet presence. So for 30 minutes, once a month, we capture your journey, your success across the world, and it's going to be on the radio waves on a global scale, and it's going to be on YouTube, and it's going to be on Facebook. So not only will you be marching in the physical, you will also be bringing your voice online around the globe, inspiring others to lead with your example. It's my gift to you because I'm so passionate about what it is that you all are doing. And I just, hats off to you for speaking up fearlessly the way that you are. My goodness. So with this 30-minute slot, I will host you and share your experiences. You could send your entire group, or you could just send a spokesperson from your group, and be the radio voice online with Cornelia. In addition, I will donate another 15-minute slot where we can fundraise for you and get sponsors, having people send in money for your cause. In exchange, their brand will be listed on my radio show if they are in support with the movement that you have created. All the shows are professionally transcribed and can be translated into other languages and used for blogging and for support of your website. You'll also have that widget on your site with a banner that's created for Marching for Our Lives. I have a slot that I'm saving for you all for Friday, March the 30th. So you guys are beginning the movement on March the 24th, and I have a slot that I'm saving for you on Friday, March the 30th. Feel free to contact me at radio@corneliastephanie.com or contact Transformation Talk Radio, Seattle, Washington. You can also call this number, 1-800-930-2819. How can the public support this movement? Please go to marchforourlives.com and support these children. You can send money to the students, start a movement, or you can purchase 1,000 copies of my book that has the emotional processing technique in with a 21-day peace practice for you to learn and educate yourself and members in your community. You can talk to your kid and ask them what it is that they need and how you can support them, what it is that they would like you to do. You can contact me for personal sessions. You can invite me to come to your personal organizations to speak about emotional processing or peace or how to release fear from your life. Get all these free tools on my website, and you can share this video with everyone that you know. By all means, the time has come to move into honoring ourselves and each other. No more life lost. We will not tolerate anymore. With the recent Me Too movement and with the now one voice, not one more child, not one more life, we are well on our way to experience 1,000 age of peace here on earth. My name is Cornelia Stephanie. Peace is an inside job, and peace begins with me. Will you join me? What is it that keeps you up at night? Take fearless action in a positive way, and let peace be the way, and let love be the action. Namaste. It's been my pleasure. Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.